time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into Thursday, January 4th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I have a prayer request that I would like to start the show off with today. I just spoke a little while ago to former state representative, RNC committee man, very conservative, strong patriot warrior, Christian, long time married to his high school sweetheart, Barb Ajima. Dave Ajima has been diagnosed with stage 5 prostate cancer. And I'd like you guys to hold him up in prayer. Pray with me right now this prayer, and continue to pray this prayer throughout the day. Keep them in your thoughts, your prayers, all day long. We need this patriot warrior this election year. We need him with us for as long as humanly possible. Father God, we come to you this morning on our knees, praying for our brother, Dave Ajima. Father God, we ask that you put your healing hand on him. Guide and direct his doctors to do the testing, the biopsy. Have it come back negative, Lord. Heal his body. Remove this prostate cancer from our brother. Father God, we need him here on planet Earth fighting the good fight with us. We need him this year, especially, Lord. This is the year of all years that we need good Christian men like Dave Ajima to be fighting the good fight with us. Father, we ask that your divine plan for him and for us is fully implemented and carried out. Father, we ask that you hold his wife, Barb, up to your peace and comfort, knowing that you are absolutely hearing our prayers, answering our prayers, and going to heal our patriot brother. Whatever needs to be done, Lord, have it be your will. And Father, we ask that you completely restore him to his perfect self. Give the Ajima family peace as they know and trust that you have heard these prayers and will answer them. Father, we pray all this in your Son's, our Lord and Savior's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, guys. I greatly appreciate it. Again, continue to pray for him throughout the day today. I'm going to join Rick Warzwak's prayer call tonight at 9 o'clock. Ask to be able to have a couple of minutes there for Dave. And even Rick, I found out this past weekend, they thought he had a stroke. He left his home in Alpena, went to the hospital in Gaylord, and they airlifted him to Traverse City. Operated, put a stent in, and he's recovering. I believe he's back home. I'll text him during the show right now and find out. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power, plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky. There's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show, second segment, hour number one. Cliff Tellini, our beef farmer over in Onaway, heard the prayer just now for Dave Ajima. He says, amen, brother. I'm on the way to my farming friend's Marvin's daughter. Rachel's funeral. An accident took her life. She was only 26 years old. Prayers for his family, too. Cliff, let him know we're praying, thinking about him and his family. 26 years old, that is just way, way, way too young. Downstate Kim, praying for Dave Ageman as well. You know, you get to a point in your life when your friends, we're all getting older. I'll be 66 here a week from tomorrow, January 12th. You know, Vicky's, I'm not going to say how old she is. She doesn't like it when I say it. People don't believe me anyway. She's 77. She'll be 78 next September, this September, I should say. You know, and Rick Worzweck, I texted him, waiting to hear a response back from him. I know, I believe he's in his 70s as well. You get to a point where you try to do everything right, eating right, exercising, lose weight, you know, do whatever you can. Early testing on a lot of this stuff can find it early. You know, how and why this prostate cancer has gotten to stage 5 with Dave Ageman, God only knows. I know he goes to the doctor on a regular basis. For men especially, as we get older, there's 3 things that you have to test for, you have to talk to your doctors about. If you're overweight, you need the blood work to find out where your cholesterol is, your triglycerides. You need to do something about the weight to make sure your arteries aren't getting plugged up and you're going to have a heart attack, fall over dead from a Widowmaker. Prostate cancer, PSA tests, and colonoscopies for colon cancer. Those are the biggest 3 my doctor said you have to monitor once you hit 60. So for you younger guys out there listening, write these down. Make sure you text them to your wife or whatever. Blood work for the heart. PSA testing for your prostate. And colonoscopies. Now, as you know, I had my colonoscopy done, first one I've ever had in my life. They said it's good for 10 years. I did it this year when I'm 65, so I'm good until, God willing, I'm 75. But when your friends are diagnosed with these type of problems, these issues, it really brings it home. It really brings it home. And I got to tell you, it's overwhelming at point in time when you hear this stuff and it's somebody that you truly care about, somebody that you believe, you know, this horrific thing should not happen to. But it's life. And when we find out about it, we drop to our knees, we pray, and we ask God for his absolute divine providence, his outcome on this. He knows Dave's heart. He knows the Ageman family, how important he is to his family, his kids, his grandkids. It's absolutely critical that we do these prayers and hope they're answered. Pray they are answered. Pray, pray, pray. I'm going to reach out to Pastor Chatfield as well in his church. We're going to move over to Lansing. and look at these stories, things happening, one of the things that is kind of alarming, little tidbit stories. Governor Gretchen Whitmer ordered U.S. and Michigan flags to be flown at half staff to honor Sergeant Matthew Bilski, only 23 years old, of Royal Oak, who died during a training accident. Flags will remain at half staff until January 5th, tomorrow, to coincide with his funeral. Bilski played football and baseball at Hazel Park High School in Oakland County before joining the Marines. This is a little side note. The governor also declared January as Radon Action Month to help Michiganders across the state of Michigan learn about the odorless, colorless, and tasteless gas that can cause lung cancer, according to the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. Also, the Department of Natural Resources is looking for artists and artisans for the Porcupine Mountains Artists in Residence Program. Writers, composers, visual and performing artists that would be inspired by the Porcupine Mountain Wilderness State Park are encouraged to apply. What is needed for the applications can be found on the Friends of the Porkies webpage and must be turned in by February the 14th. So we have a artist out there. Maybe, perhaps, you can forward them this information. Okay, let's get over to the news. The third environmental group is filing an appeal over the Michigan Public Service Commission's Line 5 decision. The group, known as FLO, for Love of Water, appealed the decision in the Michigan Court of Appeals to approve the application for Enbridge to build the tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac. The environmental group said lawyers filed the appeal on December 22nd. The announcement makes three separate motions to appeal have been filed thus far. The other two were filed by the Environmental Law and Policy Center and the Michigan Climate Action Network. They filed theirs the day after Christmas on December 26. So just wanted to bring that to your attention. One of the stories that we've been talking about on and off, this Saturday, a unsanctioned group of state committee members have called for a meeting on Saturday down at Commerce Township. This is not a sanctioned meeting of the Michigan GOP. But the question that's being discussed is the removal of Christina Caramo as chair, along with legal counsel Dan Hartman and others. Now, a story that's been submitted out there. I'm not sure of the legal correctness of all this. But John Dunlap wrote a 30-page analysis claiming that Michigan Republican Party Chairwoman Christina Caramo has exposed each member of the state committee to severe legal and financial exposure by filing a frivolous lawsuit without the committee's consent. Michigan Republican Party state committee members could be personally responsible for paying off the $509,000 line of credit owed to Comerica Bank if the party continues its lawsuit against the bank and the trust that owns the former headquarters, according to the Washtenaw County Republican chair. First of all, show me exactly, John, the personal guarantee that the state committee members who are volunteers, who are not being paid to be state committee members, show me exactly the documents in writing that they all signed personally guaranteeing any obligations of the Michigan Republican Party. Show it to me. Oh, that's right. There isn't any. According to the MERS news story, while admittedly confirming that he's not an attorney, Dunlap said that the Michigan Republican Party State Committee is an unincorporated association, meaning its members can be held severally and jointly financially liable for damages and fines as a result of this lawsuit. Where exactly did you come up with this? Meanwhile, the Michigan Republican Party attorney Daniel Hartman is arguing that since there's no proof of a guarantee or personal guarantees on any of the banknotes, and no proof that the former Michigan Republican Party Chief of Staff Paul Cordes was authorized to sign off on the loan, the line of credit should be ruled invalid. Dunlap noted that Hartman may be deemed a fact witness in the case since the lawsuit relied on information made to Hartman himself. In that case, the court will likely rule a conflict between Hartman being both a witness as well as the attorney on the case. Unless Hartman doesn't use Hartman's evidence, the state party will need to hire another attorney, meaning more expenses. We're going to wrap this story up on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Michigan.